Blog Talk Radio.
To Ascension Magic Radio. I am your host. My name is Ron Ike, and you can call me Ronnie with a Y. Here we are, December 10th, 2016, and it's so close to the holidays, and I hope that you are enjoying yourself. And if you're in California, like I am, I'm in Northern California, it's nice and wet, so I hope that you're staying dry. And, you know, a little just briefly about me, if you're new to my show, I am an angel intuitive. I'm trained through Doreen Virtue. I'm also a massage therapist, a spiritual teacher. I'm a Reiki practitioner. So I have a lot of different titles. But my overall goal is just to bring blessings and to share messages with you all. And when I thought about what this show would be about today, because I don't really have, like, I don't plan out, you know, months in advance on my shows. I literally sit down maybe a few days before the show, and I think to myself, what could this show be about? And I just got this sense of talking with you all briefly about just taking care of ourselves, releasing stress. And for some reason, massage came up. And I think it's interesting because previously on my last week's show, massage must have come up, the massage card, because I work with Oracle cards. That must have come up like three times. So I thought, you know what, maybe I should talk about that. And as a massage therapist, it's something that I appreciate. It's something that I know how therapeutic it is and how much healing it is, and also the importance of just human touch. Just, you know, when we hug someone, how healing that is. And that also goes in line with that massage as well. But, you know, we're coming close to the end of the year. So I'd like you to just, you know, take a moment and really look back on all that you've accomplished. Think about it. I mean, there's so much going on in the world right now, and there's so much in your own life, but sometimes we get caught up in the moment and we don't look at all the great things that have happened in our year. What was great about your year? You know, and think about that. And what needs changing? So, you know, as we come to the end of the year, I think that's the most appropriate time to kind of think about, like, all the things we've done throughout the year. And I think it's great. Like, you know, I don't know if you have Facebook accounts, but on my Facebook sent me this video of the year in review, and you might be seeing a lot of your friends post their videos about their year in review. And I think it's great because they have this quotation that says, another trip around the sun, which I think is kind of funny, but it's true. It's like kind of a creative thing. But, you know, you look back and you see all these pictures and you remember, oh yeah, I went on that vacation, and oh yeah, I went to this place, and I finished that book, or I did whatever it is. You know, there's a lot of things that have done this year individually that we should be proud of and really be grateful for the many blessings that we've been given. And the same is true collectively, I feel, personally. And, you know, it kind of seems sometimes like, you know, we're dredging through dirty water, so to speak, kind of filtering out, like, the crud and trying to clear it out to make way for the new. And that's kind of what's happening then on our planet right now, as we're shifting into these higher vibrations. And really what's coming to the forefront is the collapse of the ego, the great facade known as the ego. And that seems to be popping up for a lot of people right now. But I think this time of year, for whatever reason, it seems like ego just seems to really be up at the forefront. And it's interesting when you look at the United States, our presidential election, we have a presidential candidate, well, I guess he hasn't been elected yet, who seems to have a pretty large ego, if we're being honest. And I think it's kind of interesting when you look at it from that perspective. I'm not going to get into politics with you, but that is, you can definitely say that is a truthful fact. I mean, so haven't you really noticed, though, in your life how a lot of old things are coming up to be released? I've noticed this, like, just old ways of thinking, not necessarily, like, habits necessarily, but just things that I thought that I was over, like, why am I thinking about this? Or why am I being so irritable right now? You know, and that seems to be the energy for a lot of people. And part of it is because as sensitive, like I'm a sensitive person, I tend to pick up on what's around me. So this time of year, the holiday time is super stressful for many, many people. And when you add on to it the political climate and, you know, like a lot of fears that people have of what's going to happen the next year, there's all this like fear popping up around in the universe. Well, maybe not in the universe, but in our collective planet, I guess is probably better to say, more accurate. And we're picking up on that. You know, you think a lot of people really, really go way out with stress this time of year with the shopping, and then there's all these celebrations you have to prepare for, and the cooking, and the family, and it can trigger a lot of ego issues. That's my point here. So there's some things I want to bring up to your attention about ego, because it's important, especially if you notice you're around family situations and things, or friends or people that maybe you don't necessarily. Not that you don't like them, but they trigger your ego in some capacity. Maybe it's your partner in your relationship that seems to trigger your ego. What's important to remember is that we are all one, and we're all reflections of each other. So when we look at it from that perspective, we can try to bring some peace into our life. The same would be true for anyone, like whether that's a political leader. You know, like these, oftentimes the people that irk us the most are our greatest teachers, are the ones that really help to help us to see the parts of us that are just kind of nasty or kind of icky that we don't like, that we can release. And so there's blessings in every situation. But one of the things I wanted to share with you, and this is important, is don't look to be right. It's more important to be at peace. You know, I think Dr. Phil was actually the one that would always say that. Is it important for you to be right, or is it important for you to resolve the situation? You know, like we don't have to be right. And I think that that's something that's going to happen in our planet more and more than the next coming years. It's like, yes, you have a different way of belief. Yes, you have a different religion, but we don't have to be right. We just have to be at peace with that. It's just a different way of thinking. And that's just something that might bring some peace to you. You don't have to be right. You don't have to try to, you know, bring out, try to be the one up on someone. You know, like, well, I'm just going to show you how wrong you are. And I'm not saying this is you, but, you know, I'm sure we've all had instances in our life where we've done that. Or maybe you know somebody who is like that, and perhaps reminding them, you know, hey, is it more important for you to be right, or is it more important for us to have a peaceful gathering? So just something to share with you. Number two, I think this is something that many of us struggle with sometimes, is accepting people exactly as they are and not putting emphasis on how you would like them to be, you know, or they're not living up to our expectation. You know, we're in relationships with people and, you know, our partner is not acting quite how we want them to be, or they're doing something that irks us and we're trying to fix it. And that's sometimes, you know, like, or, and especially it's one thing if we think it to ourselves, but when we bring it up to their attention, you know, like, well, like, why are you being like that? Why are you being that way? And in their mind, they're perfectly fine. They're just acting as if they normally do. But in our minds, it gets under our skin and it kind of irritates us a little bit. And, you know, you ever wonder, why is that, you know? Is it them, or is it really something within ourselves that's being triggered? And, again, these things are the greatest teachers for us because they show us the parts of us that need to be released. Everyone is a mirror. Everyone is a mirror. And, you know, one of my favorite books that I love and it's really helped me on my spiritual journey is Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh. I don't know if you are fans of him, but I really enjoy his books. And he's coming out with a fourth book, believe it or not, well, a fourth of the series. And it's really about the collective consciousness a little bit more and about how we can change our species. Kind of like book two, if you've read the series, you know what I'm talking about. But in this book anyways, in book one, which is like the intro source, I guess, he kind of talks about relationships in there. And there are some quotes I want to share with you that kind of might put things in perspective. And this is one, it's on page 122. It says, the purpose of a relationship is to decide what part of yourself you'd like to see show up, not what part of another you can capture and hold. Ooh, right? Because a lot of people think that way. How, you know, like, if only my partner would be this way, then I would be happy in my relationship. You know, if only I would get this soulmate that would, like, reflect everything, then I would be happy. And I think we get in trouble with that, and I think, you know, like the concept of the twin flame that a lot of us, like, are searching for and all that, like, there's people that uplift us, there's people that definitely raise our vibration, of course, but really in the end, it's just you, it's just you. And I know that sounds kind of like empty in a sense, but it's like a grand illusion because we're connected with everyone, every single person, even the person that we're not in relationships with and even the people that we don't like. We're all really one, but we live out this grand illusion like we're separate. So it creates this sort of trap in our mind, our ego. We get into our ego, and that's what I'm saying. Here's another quote too. The purpose of a relationship is not to have another who might complete you, but to have another with whom might share your completeness. That's a good one. In other words, you're already complete, and you want somebody to be with you who can share that aspect of you, who can bring out those things inside of you. Last one from this book is, let each person in a relationship worry not about each other, not about the other person, but worry only about the self. And that's kind of what I was saying. It's like we're always out like looking for what everyone else is doing. Why? How come you're not being how I want you to be? And that's not even necessarily true in our romantic relationships, but in different aspects of our life. Like, how can you think like that? Why are you being that way? And we put so much energy in how other people are being and how other people are acting that it sort of takes away from ourselves. You know, it doesn't mean you can't disagree with how people are being, but I mean the constant incessant worrying about it or trying to change them. It's like, you know, people are going to change when they're ready, not because of something that you're going to do for them. They're going to change when they want to change. And I'm just sharing that with you because that's personally how I feel. So, you know, this whole point of this conversation here that I'm starting out with you is really like I was saying about ego. And there might be people in your life about this time of year who might trigger some things. So remember to stay calm and centered. And you can always, you know, going out in nature is a great way to just sort of let things go. And also working with the angels, working with Archangel Michael, who can help to kind of eliminate some ego. And you know what? Maybe we'll do that today, too, because I wanted to do a meditation. Maybe we'll do a meditation to clear away some ego stuff that we might have lingering. We all have something there, and that might help us as well. But just you can also have crystals around, you know, like rose quartz is really good for connecting with your heart chakra and for healing and peaceful. And just meditation, I think, is great as well. Meditation, you know, like going within and kind of centering yourself and getting to that place so that you're in that space of peace before you're in a situation, you know. And if we go into a situation feeling hostile and looking for hostility, that's what we're going to see. If you're looking for someone to be angry or looking for someone to attack you, you won't be disappointed. The universe is going to give you exactly what you're looking for. So I would say, you know, if you're going to a party, for example, and you have that one relative that's, like, difficult, and you're putting that intention out there, oh, it's going to be so difficult, I don't want to deal with this, and blah, 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 guess what you're creating? That exact situation, right? So it's bless them with love, forgive them, you know, and just say, you know what, this is going to be peaceful, and we're going to get along great, and everything's going to be wonderful. And if you find that they're still pushing your buttons, just let it pass through you. Don't take it on yourself and then blast it back at them. Just, okay, I'm going to let this pass through me. It's kind of like people who are, I'm an empath, so I feel like a lot of other people's energy all the time. And I've had to learn, and I'm still learning how to not take it on as my own, how to just let it pass through me and go back and send them positive energy through me. Like, don't let it be a part of you. Just bring back positive energy into them. And that's something that you can do as well. So that's the first kind of thing I wanted to talk about with you all. I'm also going to just kind of briefly talk about some other stress release techniques, massage and such. And I'm going to be taking phone calls, so I'll be doing readings for you guys. And I see some people are calling in. If you would like to call in, the number to call in is 347-945-7934, and I will be doing some brief little readings for you guys. And I wanted to share with you first, I'm going to take a detour here. I do have oracle cards, and I did pull a card for all of us, and I think it's really interesting, the card that I pulled for today, because it's from a deck of cards called Ascended Masters by Doreen Virtue, and this particular one is called Peace Offering. Which, how appropriate. I'm just talking here about ego and ego issues and resolving peace. But what's even more interesting about this is that it's the white buffalo calf woman. And, you know, if you're following the news, some people don't even watch the news, but, you know, you've been keeping up with the Standing Rock things and the oil. But, you know, that whole situation there has been really sad and chaotic, and it's been intense for a lot of us, for people all over the world. And this particular Ascended Master on this is from the Sioux tribe and the Lakota Nation and the Dakota Nation. And I think it's really interesting how it applies to everything that's going on. So if you don't know about the white buffalo calf woman, it's actually a legend from their tribe, and I'll kind of share that with you, and I'll read it to you from the guidebook, here it is. I'll share with you, because you might not know about it. And let's see what page says it. Okay, so here we go. So the white buffalo calf woman is actually, she appeared to the Lakota Native Americans, and she presented them with a special pipe that would amplify the power of their prayers and would be a bridge between heaven and earth. Okay, and as she turned to leave the tribe, she turned into a buffalo of different colors to signify the unity of all races of humanity. She promised that she would return to help bring unity and peace on earth. And the sign of her return would be the birth of a white buffalo calf. So that's really interesting. You know, I've done some research on this. I kind of looked on the internet, and apparently there has been a lot of white buffaloes that have been being born into that nation since around 1994, and it's happening more and more frequently. So is that a sign of positive things? I think so. There's got to be some struggle and some strife sometimes. I don't know if there's got to be, but it seems like in our world there has to be before, like, we can bring real change, and that's kind of where we're at. I think it's great that we're doing things in a peaceful way. I think it's great that we're not, like, you know, going to down the war road, and I think, don't think that we will have that for a while. But I think that just this concept of peace and peace, and then focusing on peace from our heart, peace, 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 peace. And, you know, when you're in church, and I remember in church, I was brought up Catholic, and I loved it when we would shake hands and we would say, "Peace be with you." I love that. It's a total stranger that I've never met, and I would just go up and I would shake their hand and say, "Peace be with you." And it just gives me goosebumps thinking about that, because that's something, like, I want to be doing workshops one day and teaching. And when I have my workshops, if you come to one of my workshops one day, that's what we'll do. We'll all shake hands and we'll say, "Peace be with you." Because I always loved that. That was, like, my favorite part of going to church. Even though I'm not super religious anymore, I always liked that. So I'm just sharing that with you. And so the message again for this card is about peace offering and bringing peace to the world. So put your prayers of peace are being heard, and continue to bring peace into your life and to those around you. And it's a contagious, like a cloud that spreads out of peace. So there we go. So that's my message from the deck of cards today for you. Now, getting back to some of the stress relief and massage and all that kind of stuff, I am a massage therapist. You know, I don't practice it like I did some years ago, but when I was doing massage therapy, I learned the importance of self-care. I learned the importance, because what happens as a massage therapist, when you're massaging people constantly, day in, day out, like, you're just taking on all their stuff. You're taking on all their energy. And as a healer, because a massage therapist is a healer, you have to get to a place where you take care of yourself first before you can really take care of someone else, because you're the channel. It's coming through you. And if there's nothing left for you coming through you, like, how are you going to really heal that other person? That was a big revelation for me. And when I went through massage school, you know, I had some problems with my teeth, like some dental problems. And I never wanted to go to the dentist, because I hate the dentist, honestly. I hate the sound of the drill and all that. And when I was there, I was like, you know what, why am I not taking care of myself? Why am I not treating myself with respect? Here I am loving other people and healing other people more than my own self. And why am I doing this? And that was a big wake-up call for me to say, you know what, like, I have to take care of myself. And that is true for you in your life, moms especially, you know, like, you can give up some time for the husband or for the children to take care of yourself, because there's got to be something for yourself that you do. And it's not egotistical to take care of you. It's self-love. It's love. And when you love yourself, you can love another, right? And that's the same for attracting people into your life. We oftentimes can attract the people we don't want because we're looking for that person to be the source of our love, or that person to be the source of our happiness, when it comes within ourselves. So self-care is really important. And that's why you should go get a massage, because you want to take care of yourself. You want to have that sense of, you know what, it's okay for me to take a break and just feel good and release my stress. And you know what's interesting about massage too, and this is true because it happened to me, when you get a massage, you know, you're not just like increasing your circulation and all that. You're actually releasing pain in your body if you have a good massage therapist. Because what happens is that when we feel pain and strife in our life and emotional trauma, if we don't release that, we store it in the cells of our body. You might have heard about tapping. This is kind of similar with tapping. Tapping can do this. Your body stores it. And when I was on the massage table in massage school, I was being massaged, and the therapist hit a certain spot. And I started crying. I'm like, why am I crying? I realized that one spot was where I was storing a lot of pain, because it started to bring up all this stuff from my childhood that I thought I had let go of, but it was still there. Yeah, in my mind, I let it go, and I thought that I had released it, but there was still some of it stored there in my body, in the cells of my body. So having a massage, especially if you do it with Reiki, can really release some of that stored pain that you're feeling. So find a reputable therapist that can help you with that. And you know what you can do for yourself? If you can't go to a massage therapist, of course you can massage yourself. And one of the things that I like to do is fill up my bathtub with essential oils and sea salt, and I will just charge up that water with my intention of healing, and I'll sit in that bathtub, and I'll kind of just massage myself and just release everything. And then when I pull the plug in the bathtub, it's like it all just goes down the drain, and I'll just like, okay, it's leaving, it's gone, it's symbolic of leaving. And one of the things you can do as well that's really powerful is massage your feet. And that's easy. You all can do that. And the feet is where all your nerve endings end, and it's where all your blood vessels end. And we're oftentimes on our feet all day, right? And just by massaging your feet, and you can look up some good ways to do that online, you can actually hit like almost every area in your body. Another easy thing to do in addition to your feet is your ears. Seriously, like if you just like massage, like you can do this right now. In fact, if you take your thumb and your two fingers and you just massage your earlobes, and then you kind of work your way up over the ears, and you do this for about a minute, you will literally feel your body heat up, your face will heat up, because you're increasing the circulation, and it's just releasing stress. Just it's very 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 simple. Another thing you can do as well is to just kind of hold your thumb and your middle finger about inch down from your wrist. And while you do that, you kind of just like relax, you just focus on your wrist just relaxing. And then you let go. And it just sort of kind of increases the circulation there for a minute. And there's also a spot too that's on your foot, by the way, that you can do. Like if you take your thumb and your middle finger and you kind of go between your big toe and the toe that's next to it. I don't know if that toe has a name, but like that, those the two largest toes you have there, and you move your thumb and your middle finger down again about an inch or so, and you'll feel like there's a spot like where there's like two bones that kind of make this little like crevice in a sense. You'll feel it. Like you'll know what I'm talking about, because it gets to like it like comes, it's almost like a ravine, like comes together, and you just press there and you hold it for a bit, like, you know, it could be like 30 seconds. That is a spot that you could do when you have headaches, when you feel like you have a lot of headaches or stress in your head. That's a good spot to release that, especially if you do it with some essential oils. That's something that you can do. So, I mean, there's a lot of other spots and ways and massage and techniques and things you can do. But I think generally speaking, what I wanted to share with you is the importance of taking care of yourself, getting a massage, right, and just loving yourself enough to say, you know what, I matter. And that's something that I wanted to share with you all. And one thing that I like to do too, I always go out in nature. I have a park that I go to. It's my favorite park. I go there at least once a week if I can. And I just sit with the trees, and that's oftentimes how I get a lot of my messages to write down for my shows or to share on Facebook. There's a lot of messages there. And I just feel clear there. It's just something about the nature and the fresh air and the trees, and you know, the spring, there's flowers. So something about that really helps me. Find what works for you, and I would love to hear from you. But when I take your calls, just kind of share, if you'd like to, what do you do to really stress? Like, what is there a great technique that you do? Is there something that you'd like to share? Definitely let us know, and I'd love to hear it. Or you can tell me on Facebook, facebook.com/ascensionmagic. Definitely let me know. I'd love to hear from you guys. So we're going to take a quick, like, 15-second break here, and then I'm going to get to the phone calls. So I'm going to put on some break music, and then I'll take your calls here. So here we go. All right. Hold on. And we're back. Okay, so I got my decks of cards lined up here, and I see people calling in, and I'm going to get right to the phone calls. And the way I will distinguish your call, by the way, if you're new here, I will say your area code because I don't have a call screener yet. One day. Okay, so let me start with my first call. You're calling from area code 415. Let's say in my neck of the woods here. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear me?
Hi, great. Yes, thank you.
Awesome. Can I get your name?
My name is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. I think you've called in before. I recognize your voice, maybe.
Yeah, it's been a couple months, but yeah.
Okay.
If I'm around, I always catch a show.
Well, I really appreciate that. I really do. Do you have, like, a stress release technique that you like to share with everybody? Is there something that you do?
Well, yeah. For a massage, I go to the Chinese reflexology and foot massage places. And
okay.
You can get a half hour just on your feet, or they have a whole hour body massage. And especially on the budget, it's only like $30 or $40 for an hour.
Oh, wow.
So,
Very cool.
You get a full workout. So that's reflexology is mine.
Yeah, I've seen those places. Like, they have them in the mall over by where I live. And
yeah,
I always wonder about them.
Like,
if they're. I always wonder if they're reputable or not, you know, like, it sounds like it works for you, which is great.
I think that's a cultural fear that people have, but because they don't know about it, but they are reputable.
Awesome. Okay. And I think it would also probably be important to trust your own intuition. If you get a sense about someone that they're just not quite the right person, then, you know, yeah, trust that. But cool. So definitely awesome. So that's a good thing. Reflexology. Check that out. And I actually have cards lined up here, so I can pull some cards for you. Do you want me to just kind of do a general reading for you, or do you have, like, a particular area you'd like to ask about?
Well, for short term, yeah, I'd like to ask about Christmas and New Year's. I don't really have a lot of plans yet, so I'm hoping for some fun things to emerge.
Okay.
I won't be with family at Christmas, so I live, you know, a different state. So, a friend holiday.
Got it. For some reason, I'm guided to work with the Archangel Raphael cards, which are about healing. So I'm gonna draw some cards from there, and I'm gonna work with some other cards too that are more in line with what you're asking about. So we have, let's see, they're telling me it's fairies here. So I'm going to work with magical messages from your fairies and where's the unicorns? Unicorns. Here we go. Unicorns. So that's kind of more in line with what you're asking about, which is about, you know, having some plans and some fun things to do over the holidays. So we'll see what comes up and I'll go from there. Okay, so let's see. So we're connecting your energy here. Okay. I get the feeling right now, and I'm just going to say what I feel. I just feel like some stubborn, like, energy around you. Like, I don't know what that's coming from, but I don't know if that's from work or what, but there's, like, this stubbornness there. Do you know what that might be?
I don't offhand.
Okay. I'm just saying, like, that's
in a positive side of it, it would be boundaries, you know, like creating self-care boundaries and not taking care of so many family members and, you know, doing things for yourself.
Okay. very possible. That sounds good. So I just learned, like, throughout my life here to, like, just say, like, what's coming through, what I feel, and I just felt that. So there's just something to acknowledge. So let's start with Archangel Raphael, and we'll see. Okay, so Archangel Raphael, what does Catherine need to know? What would you like her to know here? And I'm going to ask that first before I do the holiday thing. What do you need to know?
Sure.
That's what I'm asking. And we'll see what comes up for you. La, la, da, da. Okay, so three cards are coming up. Yay! Are you excited? Oh, my God. Okay, so we got three cards for you. So here we go. Now, these Raphael cards, these are all about, like, healing and things like that. So there's a couple different messages, and I'll just share what came through. So the first card that's in this set of cards, it says to change physicians. So I think that's interesting. It could mean a couple of different things. You know, obviously it could mean, you know, look for a different doctor. That's like the obvious one. But it doesn't have to necessarily be.
I heard physician.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
No, physician, okay. Like change doctors.
Yes, yes.
But it doesn't have to be like a doctor necessarily. It could also mean seek like an alternative therapist in addition to what you already do. Like just think about a different way of healing. But what I think is interesting is that I feel this card in the past. So even though, like, you know, I didn't really do a specific spread of cards, it feels like in the past, it feels like there was a change, and it feels like that you're feeling better because of that. It feels like there was some type of change of physician or change of healthcare, some type of change you've made to health in that sense. And that's what I feel like, and that's what that card is coming up. Now, it'll make more sense when we look at all the other cards together. The other card is, it says forgiveness heals. And it shows a picture of a woman that's being guided with another woman. So it's like there's two women that are healing. So it's like a female healing or issue, whether that's mother or some other kind of forgiveness work that was done or that is currently being done. There's forgiveness that's related to this whole situation. Now, the last card that comes up in all these three, it's about listening to your intuitive feelings, which I'm sure like you already do. But the one that makes the most sense out of these three to me is the one, the change physicians. Cause I don't know. Was that something that happened like in the past with you? Was there like a doctor or somebody that was just like, I don't really feel good about this person?
Definitely.
Maybe.
I mean, yeah, I don't need to go to the doctor that often. I mean, I usually just go to a massage. I do a lot of, I've always done alternative things like acupuncture. So very rarely I need an actual medical doctor.
Got it. Okay, that makes sense. I think that it's just kind of in alignment. Let's see if there's anything else that I'm picking up on here for these cards. I feel like you're definitely in alignment with where you're supposed to be. I feel like you're definitely hearing the messages from your divine self, and you're really just you're ready for the next thing in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's kind of where you're at. That's what I feel like overall.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel like you're ready for that. And let's go to the reason why you called. Well, the question you asked really about the holidays and see what messages we can get for you. So let's do that. So, okay. So, yeah, the fairies are here. So that's good. So. Get this. Let's see. So your question, I can just feel like this sense of like happiness. Okay, so let's get. What is Catherine about the holidays? That's what I'm asking. What she expects for the holidays. I'm just shuffling here. Okay. Wow, it doesn't want me to that one. Okay. It has to be the right card. I don't know if you work with Oracle cards, but it's like, you just have to keep going until you feel like that's, like, intuitively, like, that's the right one because it's got to apply to your situation. So here's what's interesting. Okay, so I was thinking about the holidays, and the card New Home comes up, something about moving. So are you considering moving? Or?
Yeah, but you know the Bay Area, so how hard it is. If an opportunity presents itself, then yes, that would be wonderful.
Got it. Well, let me see. In addition to the new home is there, but in addition to moving, like, you know, physical location, it could also be like moving in terms of, and it could be a change of something changing.
Right.
So we're thinking about the holidays. So it, you know, coming up like
location,
really soon in a couple of weeks. So some type of change. Let me see how I'm feeling about this, how this card fits into your situation. Okay. I think this card is coming up because it's saying that you can manifest a new place, a new home or anything new in your life. But we oftentimes can limit ourselves because, like, the first thing you said was, you know, this is the Bay Area, and yes, of course, it's very expensive. But what we do when we say that is that we limit ourselves and that we cut ourselves off from any possible opportunity. So if this is something that you are really desiring, that you really are wanting, that you can, that, then put all your energy into that. Don't worry about, like, how it's going to happen or how it cannot happen. Just put your energy into it happening, manifesting, and then it can manifest for you. Now, here's what's interesting, too. Another card that I chose, it's the birthday card. Is your birthday coming up?
It's end of September.
Okay. Well, it says a significant birthday holds the answer to your question. And it doesn't have to necessarily mean your birthday, but there could be something that happened around your birthday, like insights you were being given around your birthday that are still coming up.
Mm.
And there could be someone else around you. But, you know, birthday is really too, like when I look at the picture, it's like a celebration. So you asked specifically, you know, like celebrating with friends, celebrating with loved ones. And there's a picture in this card of a little girl, and she's got balloons around her, and she's got like a little horn, like a little New Year's horn, like in her hand. So, you know, it seems like it's saying that there could be celebration, but what I'm feeling intuitively, I think their angels are wanting you to go back to that time around your birthday and how you were feeling and things and things you said you would do, and kind of look, because I don't know if you probably were listening at the beginning of the show when I was talking about like looking back on your year and looking back on some of the things you've accomplished and the things that you said you would do. So something that was going on around your birthday or something that you thought about or what you were feeling, that is coming back up again. You know, oftentimes around our birthdays, we feel like really fulfilled sometimes. You know, we feel happy, and sometimes we don't, but oftentimes we do. Bring that feeling back to this moment right now because that's still here with you. I think that's the big message for you. And they want me to draw one more card. Okay, so the other card that comes up, it says practice, practice, practice. Now, here's what's interesting. There's another girl in this card with a horn. So something about a horn. So that could be like, it makes me think New Year's, but it also makes me think of music. And again, I keep feeling like guided, like to the past with you. Like I'm going back to the past for some reason and practicing skills and talents that you have that maybe you haven't been doing as much as you would like to be doing or much as you should be doing. Because I get the sense that, like, do you play music? Or are you a musician of some type?
No, but I like to go. I like to participate in going to shows.
Uh-huh.
I like to see live music.
Yeah. There's something about music there, that music and, like, that sense of music that music brings. And just opening yourself up to receiving. You know, but the message on there is practice, practice, practice. So practicing your art, practicing your skills, practicing anything that brings you joy, whatever it is that brings you joy, anything.
Okay.
And that will help to sustain you through the holidays, like just doing something that brings you joy, practicing that. Now I'm going to do one more card from the unicorns because, in fact, I didn't say this, but each one of these cards almost has a unicorn in it. It's really interesting. So unicorns come up for people who are very creative and artistic and have that sense of creativity. So we're going to draw a card from the unicorns, and we're going to see what the unicorns want you to know about the coming up holidays. So let's do that.
Right.
And we'll see here. So, okay, unicorns. Let's see. Okay. So there's two cards here. One says, it's okay to be different. You don't need to be like everybody else. You're perfect just as you are. So it's okay to be who you are. You know, your own unique talents, your own unique abilities, everything that makes you who you are, it's okay to be that. And just embrace that and let that come through. And that's the message for that. The other one, it says best friends. It says true friends stick together no matter what. So you kind of asked about, you know, friend. You said friends. You said specifically, you said friends, holiday, friends, Christmas. So this is a message about, it says true friends stick together no matter what. And I feel like there's people that maybe you haven't contacted in a while that maybe it's time for you to contact them. Maybe just kind of see how they're doing. And there's people, always people in our life who we can talk to 10 years later, and it's like we just pick up where we left off. That's kind of why this card comes up. There's people like that in your life. But I sense, like, I get a lot of the artistic community around you. Like, I get that kind of artsy sense. Like, it almost reminds me like Bohemia, like kind of like I get that artsy sense. And those kinds of friends, they're never, those relationships have never left. They're always in your heart. And just remember that. I feel like I'd do one more card with you. The last card is grandparents. So something about a grandparent. There's a grandparent that you have a special bond with that can never be broken. Someone that's, it could be someone that's living or someone that's deceased, but the first person that pops into your mind, and that's the last card there. So overall, you know, it looks like they want you to focus on practicing the things that bring you joy. And think about some of the things that you might have been doing around your birthday, some of that energy, something that you might have been like hearing or seeing or feeling, any kinds of intuitive message, and bring that into the current moment. It's okay to be who you are. It's okay to be different. Embrace that. And it seems like also contacting a friend or friends who maybe you haven't talked to in a while is kind of what's coming through for today for you.
Great. Well, thank you for the reading and all the time.
Nope. No problem. No problem. I hope that you have a wonderful holiday, whatever you do, whatever you wind up actually doing, if I don't get to talk to you.
Yes, you too. I don't mind the rain at all. We need it, so.
I don't mind it. It's just, it's been raining like for a couple of days now.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much for the show.
You're welcome. Okay, have a good weekend.
Okay. You too.
Bye-bye. All right. So I'm going to get to my next call. Looks like you're calling from area code 650. Get you on the line here. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear me?
Is that me?
That is you, yeah.
Okay. I didn't know how many 650s were calling. Thank you. Hi, this is Maria. I'm calling from Hayward. Thank you so much.
Hi, Maria.
Nice to me.
Oh, no problem. It's great to have such people calling from the Bay Area. I think that's cool.
Yes, so that's where I first met you. I met you at Pride a couple years ago.
Oh, cool.
Connect with you, but I think you moved back to Stockton or you were visiting. I'm not sure what the situation was at the time.
Okay.
So
I remember. Say that again?
You were asking about stress relief, how we take care of ourselves to stress relief.
Yeah.
Still working on that one. I don't really have a good way of doing that because of my history and my health and my environment that I've been living in for most of my life. And so everything's so intertwined that I don't have a really crazy place to go to. I know I'm supposed to be in nature and I know I'm supposed to meditate and all that, but it's been really hard trying to do that. So I've been trying to go on a computer when I can get to one and do theta wave therapy to just kind of focus and get different words into my brain and music to retrain myself so I can kind of calm myself down.
Got it. Okay. Well, was there any of those techniques that I talked about at the beginning of the show that maybe resonated with you that was like, oh, yeah, that's a good one? Just curious.
I've always wanted to do massage, but I haven't had the finances to really do it. I've been by the mall and all that, but I echo your concerns that you voiced regarding that.
Mm-hmm.
The energy wasn't there. That was positive and supportive. And I had initially, I lived on the peninsula most of my life, and I just moved to Hayward. So I was trying to go into the school of acupuncture where I would get some free or very low-cost acupuncture, but their system was not really cohesive either. So it's very hit or miss when it would work and when it wouldn't, all that sort of thing. So still in progress.
Got it. Okay, well, it sounds like you're really you're reflecting and you're really carefully thinking about these things, which is a good first step. Like you're saying, you know what, I know I need to do these things, which is good. A lot of people don't really consider that. So what you, have you really reached out and, like, asked for assistance from the universe or from the angels? Have you really, like, asked for that?
I feel I have, and I feel I do every single day. I don't feel if the messages are there, I don't feel all the resources are there.
Sure.
Honestly.
Sure.
What I feel like
is that part of the issue with, and it's not really necessarily an issue, but part of what's going on with you is abundance, like, and this idea of limitation. That's what I really feel when you're speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want to do is ask the Archangel Ariel to be with you, and because Archangel Ariel is this angel of abundance that can help you to manifest things. And there's a couple of things also. There's a series, I don't know if it's a series, more like a book, which I think there's also a video called The Angels of Abundance by Doreen Virtue, and that's a really good program to look into. There's also one of the recordings that really helped me. It's from Ianla Van Zant. She's like a spiritual teacher, and she did this speech. I know I can't say it. A speech about abundance and how to really get out of the limitations that we place on ourselves sometimes. Because I feel like you're limiting yourself in a sense, and I think that's something that we all struggle with. But the more that we focus on lack and limitation, the more that we're going to create that in our lives. And it's hard because we don't always see it. It's like, well, how can I create something that's not there that I don't see? And that's really what gets us in trouble because we're trained to look at what we see. Oh, my bank account is $10. And I see that $10, so that's what I got. But not looking at the unlimited supply, like of the unlimited potential of how additional finances can come into our life. You know, it could come from anything. You might just be walking down the street and find a $20 bill. There's unlimited ways for finances to come our way. And, you know, I don't know if that's because of family things, that's how you were, you know, that's how you just kind of trained yourself, or if it's just because you might be in a place right now where you feel like, it seems to me like what I get you're saying is that you kind of feel like you're doing okay, but you sort of feel like you're kind of stuck in a little bit. Is that accurate?
I'm starting to come out of a really long period of being sick.
Got it.
Injured and not being able to work.
Okay.
And
I'm
really contentious with this environment with family. And so I haven't been able to get myself out of that yet. And I just didn't know where to go.
Okay.
I'm just starting to get some income, but it's like mixed and.
Yeah.
Kind of retracting and then moving forward and then going back again and just trying to keep myself going forward. Making hope and strength to take care of myself. And I keep trying to leave, but I have not known where to go.
Got it.
For a while, and we finally moved after so many years, but I'm still with the same contentious family. I appreciate what I have. I am really grateful.
Absolutely.
But
so it has been difficult for you.
I feel
sure.
Like I've lost my voice and, you know, my self-power and everything.
Got it.
It's really challenging.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. When you cry, that means you need to let it out. And that also means that there's somebody else that's listening that it might be going through the same situation as you that is struggling like that. And here's what I'm going to do. I feel like, have you ever read the book You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay, or have you heard of that book?
Yeah.
You've heard of it or you've read it?
Yeah. Both. I've been on Hay House for a year now.
You've been on Hay House for a long time. Okay. One of my all-time favorite books, and it might be something that you can go through again on your own, because it's all about healing our life in all aspects of our life, and just going through the thought patterns that we think that keep us stuck, that we continuously process. Because a lot of times, it's like habitual. It's like, and we go on these roller coasters. It's like, okay, we get really positive, we get really focused, and then it's like, oh, we just crash. And we go like these ups and downs and these ups and downs, and it's really, really frustrating. So I can relate to that. I'm just guided to look in this book for some reason. And I don't know if you feel comfortable, because I have the book right in front of me, but what is one of the health challenges you might be dealing with, in a general sense?
It's so multifaceted, but it was more mental. It was mental health that manifested physically into digestive health. And the most current one is a possible non-epileptic seizure disorder that just started in March.
Okay.
It's not painful, but it's just I just go into kind of a seizure thing. And I have Medi-Cal, so it's basically just have emergency care is my opinion on that one. And
got it.
Trying to find spiritual health and holistic health.
Sure.
Brings back to the financial aspect. And so I try and do self-healing and soul healing. And so
mm-hmm.
I've gone into that aspect of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And I have all these books that I surround myself with that are also
absolutely
spiritually blessed, and you keep them around you and all that. But I don't feel it always works.
Okay.
And I know I need to
one of the things. One of the things that you can repeat to yourself regularly is this affirmation that says, I am willing to release the patterns in my consciousness that created this condition. I am willing to release the pattern in my consciousness that created this condition. Even if you don't know what it is, just be willing to release it and just be willing to let it go. And repeat that to yourself day in and day out. I am willing to release the pattern in my consciousness that created this condition. Can you say that right now?
Yes, I'm writing. Okay.
Okay.
I am willing to release condition.
Yeah. And then...
Can I make that plural of these conditions?
Yeah, whatever it is, because you might not know exactly what caused it. Just be open to receiving that, right? And then assume that, the universe is going to know, how to heal you. And there's this little prayer that I'm just going to say here for you. And you can go back and listen to my show. This is from the book, because I'm pulling out Louise Hay's book here. And it says, in the infinity of life where I am, all is perfect, whole, and complete. I accept health as the natural state of my being. And I now consciously release any mental patterns within me that could express itself as disease in any way, shape, or form. I love and approve of myself. I love and approve of my body. I feed it nourishing foods and beverages. I exercise it in ways that are fun. And I recognize my body as a wondrous and magnificent machine, and I feel privileged to live within it. I have lots of energy, and all is well in my world. All is well in my world. And that comes directly from that book. And I know you said you have that book, but it might be a good idea for you to kind of go back and just go through and read that and just do those affirmations. And even if you can't read it, you know, maybe have the audio recording of it, because you can probably find the audio recording and just listen to it, like when you're walking or when you're just constantly kind of have that in your consciousness of those positive affirmations and just knowing that there is a way out and that you are being helped. And I'm kind of getting a vision of like someone rising up from the ashes, almost like the phoenix, like rising up from the ashes and like really taking charge of your situation. You know, it's been a struggle. I know this. I can sense that. But it's like you are taking responsibility and just accepting and trusting that there is a solution. Maybe if you don't even know what that is, but just saying, you know what, I'm open to any solution, whatever that is, and just trusting that that will come to you. Okay. Now, I wish I had Archangel Michael cards, because I used to, but I oftentimes give my cards away to people, so I gave them away to somebody. But I'm going to draw some cards for you, and I'm also going to send you some extra healing energy. So I'm kind of sending you some golden light and some healing energy around you, and I'm asking your situation to be surrounded with extra angelic support at this time, that they may help you and assist you, and just be open to that. And be open to receiving that. It's all about being open to receiving. And I'm asking all the legions of light to come in to infuse your space with the highest vibration of light that could possibly come in right now, and to clear it in all directions of time, past, present, future, so that it is clear to you that you may walk forward and move forward in the light. So that I'm just sending you that energy right now. Okay, so you might have been feeling that. I feel like there's a message of empowerment that you need. So I'm going to work with the Archangel Power Tarot for you. And I'm going to also work with, which one am I have here? Messages from the angels. I see Archangel Metatron come in. And Metatron is the angel that clears up the muck in our life. So you can work with Metatron regularly and ask him to come and clear your chakras, clear your body. And he'll be happy to do that. Just be open to receiving that and know that you deserve it. For you, it's about what you're expecting. You know, expect the best and you will get it. Expect nothing less than that. And don't limit yourself by, like, how it could happen, because there's infinite ways of things happening, okay? Get yourself lined up with the timeline of your greatest and your grandest potential of who you could possibly be, and I think that's where we want to be. So, okay, so here we go. Archangel Power Tarot, and my question is, what does Maria need to know right now to help her? Okay, so actually, as I'm drawing cards, I see Archangel Michael. He's cutting cords of fear here around you. He's actually got a sword of light, and he's cutting cords of fear. He's pulling stuff out of your back right now, like literally got, like pulling stuff out, like just this kind of stuff, and sending it off to the light to be healed. And kind of like just lifting you up. It's like lifting, he's like just like lifting you up, like stand up, girlfriend. It's what he's kind of like stand up. And like he's like, can you stand up? And kind of vacuuming up your space, clearing up your energy field, and shielding you from some of the lower vibrations that are around you, some of this energy that doesn't resonate, that's been affecting you, and helping you see that that is not you, that you are light, that we're all light inside. That's kind of what he's doing right now, okay? So Metatron is there too, and like literally they have like this giant vacuum, and they're like vacuuming up like your energy, vacuuming up what's around you, and just giving you clarity. That's really what I see. So here's the first card that comes up. It's the Six of Gabriel, and it says, congratulations, you've done a wonderful job. It's time to move on, girlfriend. Time to move on to the next project. And, like, you can see the picture, there's a man on a horse, but there's the angel there behind him saying, go, like, move forward. It's time to move on to the next thing. Maybe you don't know exactly where that is, but it's the fear that keeps you from doing anything. You know, that's what gets us in trouble. It's like we're afraid to take any action because we're like, well, what happens if I make the wrong decision, and what's going to happen here? And it's like, just take any action that you feel guided, and you'll be in a better place. It's better than where you're at now, it seems like, right? So do anything that you feel guided to do. The next card that I chose, this is interesting, this is Archangel Azrael, which is about healing the past and really clearing away grief in your life. And it says there's a more enriching future coming. It's about letting go and letting God and trusting that, you know, you're being guided. You really are. Let me see what else I feel like I did. Okay, what else do I got to do here? Give me 1 second. I got to draw a card from this deck for you. Because what I feel for you, and this is, I'm going to say what I feel, it's all about power issues. You're giving your power away. Because you said something, you said, you know, the people I live with, like, they're affecting me. And that's probably true. You do feel that. But no one has the power to affect you unless you let it. No one has the power to. And the more that you tell yourself that they have that power over you, the more that it's taking power over you, right? This is something from your past.
Yeah.
This is something from your past, whether it's an abusive relationship or something the way you were raised or something in your past that's making you do this. And it's like, you know, you're not your past. You are right now in this moment, okay? So here is the last message for you. Okay, so I'm going to draw a card here. That one really wants to come out for you. And, oh, my gosh, it's so amazing because this is what it says. You ready for this?
Yeah.
It is safe for you to be powerful. You cannot make this up, right? Like, I mean, that's exactly what I was saying. And it's Athena, which is the feminine figure. You know how to be powerful in a loving way that benefits yourself, that benefits others too. So it seems to fit in exactly with the message of the show, self-care, taking care of yourself, saying no to what you don't want. Say no. You can say, it's okay to say no. So you know what? You don't fit in my life anymore. I don't need you in my life anymore. I don't want you in my life. Whatever it is, you don't have to say it to a person. You can say it to yourself. You could say no and then say, okay, universe, this or something better. And then you want something better, obviously. So whatever the next best thing is, it's going to come your way. Really work with Archangel Metatron. I feel like that is the archangel that's really wanting to work with you, who's really helping you. You do have a lot of guides around you. I think sometimes you're not always open up to the help you're getting because you're keeping yourself in the same situation with your thoughts. And rise yourself out of that. Tell yourself, it's safe for me to be powerful. It is safe for me to be powerful. You know, keep telling yourself that and rise yourself up. And I think that'll really be something that'll help you.
Yeah, because that's what I do outside of my house.
Good.
The dichotomy. So I inspire others and I send them what you post and inspire them and try and give them hope and help them. I don't know if that's a future career for me. Possibly. I have no idea yet.
Well, I really do appreciate that. And, you know, just tell yourself that it's safe for you to be powerful. And, you know, there's no one else like you and be open to the infinite possibilities that could come your way. You know, just be open to that.
Does that mean I'm staying in the Bay Area or am I leaving the Bay Area anytime soon?
Those are hard questions because I cannot make a choice for you. I cannot tell you which direction to go. I cannot tell you where. You have to make that decision for yourself. If you feel like it's time to leave, then it's time to leave. That's going to have to be your choice. But what I'm saying is be open to the infinite possibilities. Whatever you feel guided to do, like trust your intuition as long as you're open to receiving that. So it's hard for me to say, like, I can't say you're going to be here, you're going to be there, because there's free will and there's so many different factors in that. But if you feel like you need to get out of a situation, then definitely go with what your heart is telling you. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes, it has, and I so appreciate it very much. You're such a blessing, and I thank you. Infinitely.
I really do appreciate you calling in, and I'm so glad I could help you in whatever way comes through. So thank you again, and continue to send you extra help and prayers to guide you to whatever's next for you.
Thank you. That means a lot, and same to you.
Okay, well, have a good weekend.
You too. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Thank you. Okay.
No Let's problem.
Everybody.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, so it seems like, you know, like I said, the message of today's show, guys, is self-care, and it seems like that's exactly fitting in with the readings that I've been doing. So, again, like as I take your calls, if you could just share with the audience, like what is it that you do to help release stress during the holidays? And, you know, I'm also doing many intuitive readings for my callers. So my next call, I'm going to go down here to 305. I'm going to get you on the line. Let me get you here. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi.
How are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine. I'm Deanna. I'm in Florida. I don't know Deanna? How to tell you how I... Yes. I don't
awesome.
Know how to tell you how to distress from the for the holidays because
yeah.
I'm very, very stressed today. And
oh my gosh.
Taking care of myself, then spending a day in bed, you know,
okay.
vulnerable to colds and, you know...
Got it.
Emotional thunderstorms.
Sure.
So, maybe put some on the stove, put some water and star anise and
Ooh.
cinnamon and cloves
uh-huh.
and maybe
okay.
some nutmeg and let it,
okay.
you know, let it be there and perfume up the environment.
So it sounds like what you're saying is like incense and like those kinds of spices
mm-hmm.
are really, that really helps you to release stress. Having like a scent like really helps you. So you're very, scents like and smells really help you. It seems like, is that what you're saying?
I didn't say incense, although I do like incense, but yes, you're right. Scents
okay.
always help me, always do.
Very cool, very
they're
cool.
Quick to the break. They go quicker to the brain than anything else. Mint is very good.
Okay.
And, you know, the holidays, in a way, the first smell somewhat like mint.
Okay. So mint works for you. Okay, great. Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that. I do definitely appreciate that. I know a lot of people like the scent of pine this time of year because it's, you know, like a Christmas holiday time, and that's something
mm-hmm.
that kind of puts people in a cheery mood. So how can I help you today, Deanna? What can I do for you?
Oh, I don't know.
Would
you
like a reading?
Clear. A reading is fine. A reading is fine.
Okay.
I was thinking, I don't know if you do any kind of energy clearing. That would be great
uh-huh.
too.
Okay, well, whatever I feel guided to do, I will definitely trust what's coming through you. I do feel like you do have a lot of support on the other side, hon. You need to hear that. You have a lot of support from relatives, a lot of support from children. There's children, it's like your children or children that you maybe have helped before. There's something about children, and there's children on the other side that are, like, you're worried about or something. That's just the first thing that pops into my mind. And I feel like you're very connected to your roots. You're very connected with your loved ones and your ancestors, and you know exactly who you are, where you come from, and you're also connected with your past lives, and you are actually super intuitive as well. So it could possibly be that some of the things you're experiencing in your life are because maybe in some way you haven't fully embraced a lot of the things about yourself, like the healing abilities that you might have or the intuitive abilities that you definitely might possess as well. So sometimes if we push things down and we don't embrace it, it can manifest itself. So that's what I feel is what has been going on. There's things within you that maybe you haven't always embraced, and it's coming up to the surface now for you to really bring it out, because I feel like you have teacher energy. You're like a teacher of some capacity, whether that's a spiritual teacher or like a school teacher, whatever that is, you have teaching energy within you, and you've done that teaching thing in a lot of lifetimes. Like you've taught, and it frustrates you sometimes because you teach things, you share your messages, but people don't always listen to you, and the world is in such a chaotic mess right now that it can make you depressed because you're like, well, why aren't people doing these things that they should be doing, like treating each other kindly and respectfully and whatever else it could be? It's something that goes back within you, like lifetimes. Like I really do feel that. And that's just the first thing that's coming through.
Thank you.
Okay, so let me see here what I can do for you for today. Just like the last caller, they're telling me to tell you to take back your power, to trust that you know exactly what the best course of action is, that you know exactly which path is going to take you to where you want to be in your life, that no one has the power to take things from you. No one has the power to affect you unless we let that happen, unless we put our shields down and we let them take that from us. No one can do that. So I'm actually asking Archangel Michael to be with you, of course, because Archangel Michael is going to clear away any cords of fear and going to clear away any kind of psychic debris or psychic attack that may have been thrown at you. And I see lots of water coming at you now, like water, 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 water. And
it's
the water is very cleansing.
All day long.
Oh, wow, yeah, yeah.
All day long and yesterday.
But it also feels like symbolic, like not just like your aura is being filled with water, like you're, because water is very clearing to you. Like, and it's like I feel that angels or guides are with you. They're like clearing you with water right now. It's like, and it's making you feel very soothing. Like it's like soothing you. It's almost like they're kind of like cleansing your aura with like a sponge bath. It's weird. Like they're like literally like peeling off like old layers of stuff, and it's like just clearing you off. Like almost like you're in a shower and the water's coming down and it's just like clearing away everything. Like this sparkly clearing shower, like this magic shower that's like clearing you away. It's really, really cool. And you have angels that are there. You really do. And you're actually, a lot of what you're experiencing right now, it's you're experiencing ascension symptoms. Like you're experiencing, like what's happening on our planet is that our energies, we're raising up to a high vibration. We're going into a new place as a planet, but all the denser stuff has to leave us. And that's kind of what's happening with you. There's a lot of stuff there that's leaving you, that's leaving your life, and that has been with you for a while, and it's like all coming up to be released. So it seems like it's a curse, but there's good that's coming from it, because it's like when that's over, it's in a much clearer place. So I feel guided for you, Deanna, to work with flowers. And I'm going to draw, like I got this deck of cards that works with flowers, and I'm going to draw a flower, and we're going to put that energy of the flower in your aura to kind of help to clear you. Because I feel like you could use some spring-like energy too. Like the flowers are really good for that. So let's see. So I'm thinking, look at the angels. What flower needs to work with Deanna to help her right now? And we'll see what comes forth for that, okay? Let's see. Okay, so, all right.
I'm looking at flowers, by the way.
What's it? You're really into flowers? Oh, I love that. Yay. Okay,
yeah,
so here's the flower that comes up. It's lavender. It's beautiful because lavender is so, you mentioned you like smells and scents. Lavender is one of the best, and you can easily get lavender essential oils because lavender is all about releasing stress, letting go of anxiety. You said you feel real stress. Well, lavender, it's really, really good for calming people down. And in fact, what I'm actually doing is like I'm kind of imbuing the lavender flower in your aura here, and I'm asking the angels to kind of put some lavender around you. Like, they're showing me. They're laying it all around your feet, all around your house. Like, it's all around you. And they're really just, like, connecting you with them right now. It's really helping you feel safer. It's helping you feel more calm. And what I think is interesting, like, I keep seeing the vision of a nun when I talk to you. Like, are you Catholic, or is there someone in your family that's like, I don't know why they're showing me a nun. That's weird.
Well, first let me tell you a joke. I used to work with 14 guys at the airport, and they used to joke about me and dates, and I said, no, I'm a nun, none yesterday, none today, and none tomorrow.
Yeah. I love
it. The other thing is I was always fascinated by that, and I have right above my head an image of the Virgin in Portugal.
Oh, I love that.
Fatima.
So beautiful.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
I do like purity. Purity is, you know, purity is
yeah.
what I seek. And let me tell you, Ron, I'm not finding much.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry.
Purity.
That's happening.
Yeah, purity.
But
I do
they
find
show me
some.
The nun, like, yeah, that's like a part of who your aura and part of who you are. And, okay, so in the heart chakra, what I'm feeling right now, okay, I feel the pain. I'm empathic, so I feel your heart chakra. Okay, we're going to send you some healing energy to your heart here. There's a lot of pain there. And there's some regret that you're feeling about things. And there's nothing to regret because your life has been a beautiful blessing. And they're sending you healing, all this healing energy. Like, you're just, it's like really powerful. It's like, whoosh, a lot of clearing going on here. And you're like ascending is what's happening. Like you're really like ascending into a higher vibration. And it's frustrating sometimes because the world is so dense and the world is so harsh. And you're, like you said, you have this pure sense of you're trying to be pure, but everyone around is like so negative or so, you know, dense. And you're way above that. You're like, you're a breath of fresh air, and just continue to be that. Tell yourself, like affirm in yourself, I am light. I am love, I am the way, and I am beautiful, and this is much needed in the world, and everyone will feel this light, everyone is feeling this love, and you just continue to manifest that, continue to bring that forth. What I think is great is that you also have a lot of elemental energy around you too. You have a lot of like the fairies and the unicorns and all that's around you, which is super cool, because that's like that that fun energy, because you have that purity, but there's that fun creativity. That's what I think is going to help you in your next step of your life, is to go with those creative visions you've been getting. Do creative things and you know, maybe work with the children, like maybe do like a little teaching or something. Do creative things with that. So I'm going to draw a card from the unicorns for you and see. Oh, this one wants to come forth right away. Okay, so let's see. The unicorns are here. So what do the unicorns want you to know right now? As we think of your energy, okay, here we go. Interesting, brothers and sisters comes up, which is a powerful meaning. It means, obviously, we're all connected as one, brother, sister, but also your own brothers and sisters that you might have in your family. There's something about that as well, but it's really just about seeing the love within all beings as you do. And you said you work with the Virgin Mary. Yes, her energy is with you right now. Like, I can feel it. Like, you're really connected with that energy, which is so needed, that sense of love and compassion. And that's part of why you're here, is to really just bring that in. You don't have to necessarily, you know, go out and do something specifically with it. Just being you, just your energy of who you are, brings that into this planet. It anchors it in, and it's been a rough ride. I can feel that, but it's so needed, and it's so coming in to the planet right now. And it's painful because it brings up a lot of things in your heart, you know, like there's so much suffering everywhere you look, and how can we possibly heal all of it? It's like the most that we can do is just do it one thing at a time, you know, bring blessings everywhere we go. And I feel like that's what you're doing, you know. And What's that?
When you say working with a virgin, I'm more in contemplation than working with.
Okay.
But in contemplation, in contemplation, you consider possibilities, events, activities, and the feeling from the eyes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the biggest message for you today, hon, is to just let go. And the lavender would be really, really good for you, like to get some lavender essential oils or get some lavender flowers or some. You can get like crushed lavender. You can put in a pillow or some kind of lavender, put lavender around, and it'll really, really help to soothe you and to calm you and to just bring some peace into your life. And but overall, I just get the sense of just you continuing to move forward and just letting go and trusting the flow as things are coming through you. I want to do one more thing for you. I really do feel like I got this deck of cards that's kind of cool. It's Sacred Geometry, and these cards are great because they're all about like transformation and like going down, like, and that's kind of where you're at. So I'm going to just do a message for you and see what comes forth for you. And let's see, and this will be the last message. So yeah, you do have, like I said, I don't know if you know this, but you do have unicorn spirit guides that are like all around you. And they're really, really cool because they're super creative and they're helping you to be creative and to just express that creativity. Okay, so here's the two messages. There's actually two. One says, together we fly. And it's kind of related to the brother-sister card because it shows a picture of a man and a woman that are just like flying, and it's about growth taking place. So within the card itself is some geometry of crop circles, and it's all about growth happening, growth. and the card comes up asking you to expand your vision of power, envisioning yourself unlocking your capacity for growth and then reaching beyond to touch everyone else. So it's like growing within yourself and acknowledging the growth you've done and then bringing that on to everyone else and helping them to grow and helping them to mature. It's that teacher aspect of you that I was seeing, that I was sensing, that's totally there. And then the other card is a beautiful card. It's the Heart Woman, and it shows a woman that's holding these lotus flowers, and it's just about just filling yourself up with light and love and any kind of peace, releasing feelings of inadequacy and just connecting to the light within yourself and embracing that light as one with all things. So those are the two cards from that deck. I knew you would like that, the two cards
yeah,
that came up
I'm
for you.
I'm very much into geometry, and I've always, since viewing it the first time, the pyramid has always represented something, but so does
cool.
the circle. So does the
yeah.
circle. And I love
Absolutely.
Crop circles. They are fascinating.
Very cool. Well, I hope
Thank
this has been
so.
Helpful for you.
Yeah, and lavender, well, I'm going to buy a plant soon.
Yeah.
But I do it from cologne. And what I do is like the silliest perfume or the silliest scent, I buy these simple cologne scents at the market, like lavender and fresh
mm-hmm.
and rose, and I mix them. And people have asked me, what a nice perfume that is. And I...
Oh, wow.
Inexpensive, but
well,
the lavender
definitely.
Does bring you up.
Yeah, do whatever you feel guided. You know, I think it's a pleasure to speak with you, and you're such a sweet, kind right. person. And, you know, I really do appreciate you calling in and sharing the space with me today. And I'm grateful that I was able to help you in any way. And also, the thing about my show is that I always put out the intention that it will reach as many people as possible. So if someone's listening and they got something out of this call too, I think that's really wonderful. So thank
Grace,
you very much
Grace,
for calling.
And Grace, gracias.
De nada. Okay. I'm kind of running out of time here. So I said I was going to do a quick meditation. So I'm going to end the show here with a quick meditation that we can all do together to like lift us up and start our weekend and just give us some really good positive vibes, okay? And so I'm going to start put some music on. And, you know, wherever you are, just find a comfortable place to relax, and you can, you know, you can sit or you can lay down, whatever makes you happy. But let's put the music on, okay? So just be mindful of your body, your physical body, and how it's feeling at this very moment. Is there any areas of tension that you need to release? I'm just gonna let that go. And feel the light now coming inside of you. Coming in your crown, the top of your head, filling your entire body. Feel it coming up your feet, coming up your legs, to your stomach, coming back out the top of your head, so that you are light, you are love. You are peace. And as we all connect here, we feel this oneness and unity, and there's light. And we ask the Archangel Michael to be with us right now to give us strength and courage. Archangel Michael, please vacuum up any fear, worry, anger, ego, lack, limitation. Please leave that from our bodies, our minds, and our spirits, and connect us to the highest vibration of light. And Archangel Uriel, Please illuminate our mind so we may see the light. Help us to walk forward on the path that brings us the most joy, the most light, the most love. Give us the strength and courage to move forward with our life purpose, with our dreams and our vision. Help us to lift ourselves up out of any rut we might be in. Give us that strength and stay with us in our days. Anyone that needs healing at this moment, we ask Archangel Raphael to please come in and bring your divine healing to every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, every fiber of our being, so that there may be healing and love and light. You are love. You are love. You are love. You are light. You are perfect. You are whole and complete. Anything that you are needing help with right now in this moment, reach out and ask your angels for help. And we ask the angels for a physical sign in the world that we will know that you're there, that we will recognize, that we know it's from you. Show that you're guiding us and you're helping us. And may we all continue to heal and be peace through this holiday season, to be the light and love in the world, to illuminate the darkest spots of the planet. A breath of fresh air in a denser reality of light. May everything we need be given to us: health, wealth, peace, love, joy, and unity. We let go and receive these blessings now, and we trust that has been given to us, and so it is. Beautiful. Thank you so much for that. I hope that's been helpful for you. I hope that the show has been helpful. If you missed the beginning of the show, definitely go back and check it out. It'll be on the archives. If you liked my show, please click like on Blog Talk Radio. You can follow my show. I think it's follow, actually. You can keep up with newer episodes as I create them. And also, you know, you can check out my Facebook page, facebook.com/ascensionmagic. And my website, it's ascensionmagic.com, where you can find out more information and you can perhaps get a reading if you'd like to get a reading there. And I want to send you all love and light throughout the rest of your weekend and the rest of your holidays. And always remember that all is well. All is well. We're going to end with some love.